We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, so I'll move on to that now. On Friday, late night Friday, we received on our Buffalo Police Facebook page information from a citizen who had observed on another person's Facebook page series of posts threatening to come to the Pride event here at Canalside and murder people. The posts were very explicit. They had threatened to shoot the event up as well as bring a series of knives and commit some other heinous acts. With cooperation from the person that provided the information, we immediately engaged our intelligence unit as well as the state police intelligence division, and within 2 hours we were able to identify the person who made the threats and put her into custody. So currently charged with making terroristic threats is 40-year-old Roslyn Colligan, C-O-L-L-I-G-A-N. It's a D felony that she's charged with, and she was remanded with an extremely high bail at her arraignment yesterday morning. There's a very delicate balance between freedom of speech and speech that becomes threatening, harassing, alarming, and annoying. And to go on to any type of social media platform and express a dislike or disinterest or a disagreement with a group or an ideology is your First Amendment right. The second that you start using threats of violence to perpetrate against a group based on your dislike or disagreement, that's where the crime is committed. So if you are threatening to harm or kill or blow up or cause other types of damage where serious physical injury or death could result, that's where it becomes a crime. Well, that's part of our investigation, and I don't want to reveal it at this point because her case is going to make its way through city court. But again, as I said, when your threats become specific in nature and based on your conduct, your actions, and our investigation, we feel that you have the ability or the means or the desire to carry out a threat that could result in the serious physical injury or death of a group of people, then we are going to react quickly. As we saw last week, unfortunately, in the Hutch Tech bomb incident, that person made threats that caused a serious disruption to the school. When we finally were able to locate the student that made those threats and interview that person, obviously our investigators, working with the DA's office, were able to quickly ascertain that this person needed to be arrested for it. We take all these threats serious, as we've seen, unfortunately, around the country. There's always these warning signs that pop up, and you hear a lot of times about after one of these horrific events, people say, well, he had done this in the past and law enforcement didn't respond. Here in Buffalo, we are going to respond. And the DA's office, the FBI, state police, we even Niagara Falls PD did a great job last week with us locating the initial student that had made the threat. So collectively as a community, we're all working together to keep each other safe. And I'd like to say that to the public, you guys have been excellent. We receive multiple tips of various natures on our Facebook page, on our text a tip line, and that stuff is monitored and we address it as soon as they come in. So
didn't
thank you.
Can you talk about how closely, how often you're monitoring that social media, that Facebook page?
It's monitored 24/7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.